Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, April 17th. I'm Mark Daniels. A bellwether day for the Milwaukee Bucks franchise. Former Wisconsin Senator Herb Cole purchased the team in 1985 for $18 million. Yesterday, he announced the sale of the team for $550 million to investment hedge fund brokers Wesley Edens and Mark Lazare. Cole says his top priority was to make sure the Bucks stayed in Milwaukee.
I can tell you that there was a lot of interest in the Bucks and a large number of highly qualified potential investors emerged. But most important to me was finding investors who shared my commitment to keeping the Bucks in this city.
Cole pledged $100 million. The new owners also say they'll put up $100 million for a new arena in downtown Milwaukee. Wesley Edens says it's a new day for the franchise.
We are really looking forward to the experience of being an owner, and as the Senator said, this is a new stage for the Bucks. It's a new stage for the arena and the facility that we expect to be building here.
The second co-owner, Mark Lazare, says this isn't just another investment for us.
We have a strong desire, I think at times an insane desire to succeed, and we're going to try to establish that and do that here. With the Bucks and try to build over the course of the next 5-10 years, bring a championship to this city.
They've got a long ways to go. The product on the floor, their worst season in franchise history, came to a close as they fell to the Atlanta Hawks Wednesday night at the Bradley Center, 111-103. Brandon Knight at 31, John Henson with 19. Bucks go 15-67 under first-year head coach Larry Drew, who's now going to have to deal with new ownership.
I don't think it'll do me any good to concern myself with things that I can't control. So therefore, you know, as far as, you know, what's going to happen here, we don't know what's going to happen. And again, we don't try to concern ourselves with it. The main thing is, you know, I'll continue to prepare for the draft.
And the Bucks, with the worst record, will have the best chance, 25%, at landing the number one overall draft choice when the NBA draft lottery is revealed later this spring. Final night of the regular season, the other big game was Memphis over Dallas, 106-105 in overtime. Zach Randolph with 27. That gives the Grizzlies the 7th seed in the West, pushes the Mavericks to number 8. Charlotte beats Chicago 91-86 in overtime. Indiana, a 101-86 win over Orlando. Oklahoma City beat Detroit 112-111. New Orleans, a 105-100 win over the Houston Rockets. The LA Lakers beat the San Antonio Spurs 113-100. Cleveland over Brooklyn 114-85. Philadelphia, a 187 win over the Miami Heat. Utah beat Minnesota 136-130 in double overtime. Washington knocked off Boston 118-102. Knicks, a 95-92 win over Toronto. Golden State beat Denver 116-112. Portland over the LA Clippers 110-104. And the Phoenix Suns beat the Sacramento Kings 104-99. Playoff field is now set in the Eastern Conference. Indiana, the top seed, will open against Atlanta. Miami's the 2 seed, playing number 7, Charlotte. Toronto, the 3 seed, will get Brooklyn in their first round. And the Chicago Bulls will open against the Washington Wizards. In the West, San Antonio, the number 1 seed. They will open against Dallas. Oklahoma City against Memphis. Houston will face off against Portland. The LA Clippers will go against Golden State. The playoffs will begin on the weekend. To Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers salvaged the finale of a 3-game series with the St. Louis Cardinals at Miller Park, winning 5-1 on Wednesday afternoon. Willy Peralta went 6 1/3, gave up a run on 6 hits. He improves to 2-0. Aramis Ramirez went 3-4 with an RBI. Jonathan Lucroy, a 2-run single. Brewers had managed only 1 run and 6 hits in the first 2 games of the series, but they avoid the sweep and get to 11-4 on the season. Manager Ron Renicki says, nice to wrap up the homestand and hit the road, up 2 games on the Cardinals rather than be in a tie for the National League Central Division lead.
It's important swing. It's more important against our division, just because we don't want guys to take off. But we have to win more games than they do. So it's not head-to-head. We have to win more games this season than they do, and that's what we're playing for.
Brewers head to Pittsburgh for a 4-game series starting Thursday night. Pirates were shut out by the Cincinnati Reds 4-0. Mets beat Arizona 5-2 to complete a sweep. Atlanta, a 1-0 win over Philadelphia. Julio Teherán on a complete game 3-hitter. Washington knocked off Miami 6-3. San Diego, a 4-2 winner over Colorado. San Francisco beat the Dodgers 2-1. In the American League, Baltimore shuts out Tampa Bay 3-0. Miguel Gonzalez and 2 relievers combined line on a six hitter. Cleveland gets by Detroit 3-2. Rangers over Seattle 3-2. Leonis Martin a walk off RBI single. Red Sox beat the White Sox 6-4 in 14 innings. Jackie Bradley Jr. 2-run double in the top half. Kansas City an 11 inning win over Houston 6-4. The Angels beat the A's 5-4 in 12. Chris Iannetta a walk off home run. Toronto and Minnesota rained out in Minneapolis. An interleague series day night doubleheader. Yankees take game one 3-0. They take game two 2-0. Game two loser Travis Wood of the Cubs on getting shut out twice in one day.
You know, that's tough. That's tough. You know, hopefully we can bounce back and, you know, off day tomorrow will probably be good. You know, let everybody, you know, mull it over, think about it, and come back fresh the following day and, you know, get after it. You know, it's a long season, still early.
Last time that happened to the Cubs was 1962. The Wisconsin Timmerrattlers sweep a doubleheader from the Lansing Lugnuts at Chili Fox City Stadium on Wednesday night, winning game one 10-7 in 8 innings. Jose Pena with a walk-off 3-run home run. The nightcap, a 1-0 Rattlers win. Barrett Aston and Tristan Archer combine on a 4-hit shutout. Rattlers improved to 8-4, scheduled host Great Lakes on Thursday night at Fox City Stadium. The Stanley Cup playoffs opening up on Wednesday night with 3 first-round series, only one road team scoring a victory. That was the Montreal Canadiens beating the Tampa Bay Lightning 5-4 in overtime. Dale Weiss getting the game-winning goal. He says balance scoring really paid dividends.
I think that's going to be key. You need some depth scoring, and you know, we got scoring from everybody tonight, our top line all the way down. So that's going to be key going throughout the playoffs here. You know, lots of times the top lines wash each other out, and it's the bottom six that got to get the job done. But you know, full marks for our team for staying with it tonight. We blew a couple leads, but stayed with it and got the job done.
Pittsburgh Penguins beat the Columbus Blue Jackets 4-3. Brandon Sutter, the go-ahead goal in the third period. Dan Bylsma's club comes back from a 2-0 hole to win.
Our team had to respond in this game, and our power play had to respond. It did. Our penalty kill had to respond. The first power play they had, 15 seconds in, our PK had to respond with kills later in the game, and I think that was the thing I liked most about this game and our team tonight.
And the Anaheim Ducks get 3 goals in the first period and hang on for dear life to beat the Dallas Stars 4-3. Corey Perry says it wasn't easy to finish this one off.
You know, a little adversity is not gonna hurt us. And you know, we gotta learn how to play with the lead, and especially coming down at the end of the wire and a 1-goal lead, getting pucks in, getting pucks out, and you know, all those things are just gonna help us.
4 more series will open on Thursday night. Philadelphia at the New York Rangers, Chicago at St. Louis, Minnesota at Colorado, and the LA Kings at San Jose. USHL Clark Cup playoffs resume for the Green Bay Gamblers on Thursday night. They're taking on top-seeded Indiana in the Eastern Conference first round best-of-five series. Gamblers with a split in Indianapolis last weekend. Head coach Derek Lalonde says he'll stick with Jared Rutledge in goal. He was solid in the 2-0 game one loss and got the win in game two.
He was really sharp. Despite giving up 5 goals on Saturday, he was really sharp, especially early on. They took it to us a little bit. There's going to be stretches on the road, especially a team that good is going to take it to you, and he stood tall.
Game three faces off at 7:05 at the Rest Center. Game four at 7:05 on Friday night. Some NFL notes. The New York Jets have landed former Tennessee Titan running back Chris Johnson, the 28-year-old. Signs a 2-year deal worth a reported $8 million. Green Bay Packers continuing their 9th annual tailgate tour across northern Wisconsin. Kicker Mason Crosby is on the trip this year. Mason anxious to see these new rule considerations for kickers and point after touchdowns. Possibility of moving it back to the 25-yard line for an extra point. The kickers are too good these days. I asked Mason if he can remember the last time he missed one.
I think it was blocked a few years ago against Oakland. So, yeah, it's been a while. And, you know, it's only had a couple here in the NFL. So that it definitely, you know, it isn't, you know, it's not automatic. I mean, we got to go out there and kick. I know up here, especially in the winter, you know, that footing gets a little weird. You definitely you pay attention to it. But, you know, there are some things that they could look at and maybe make some adjustments. But, you know, I don't know if this is going to be the answer. And so obviously we'll try that in the preseason and see.
Major League Soccer is heading to Atlanta. Commissioner Don Garber announced Atlanta's been awarded the league's 22nd franchise. The expansion club will begin play in 2017 and play in a state-of-the-art retractable roof stadium. And in high school notes, the WIAA's annual meeting on Wednesday considered a 1.65 multiplier for private school enrollments and division tournament placement. but it never went to a vote. Instead, it was moved to committee, and the WIAA wants a recommendation on this controversial idea by September 1st. As for conference realignment, that will stay in the hands of the WIAA Board of Control. There was a consideration to have realignment considerations made by individual conferences and schools, but it's going to stay in the hands of the WIAA. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.